Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. Hey, in this video, I'm going to be explaining the difference between a good debt and a bad debt. And I'm also going to give you the single most important ratio that lenders look at when they're going to lend you money. It's the debt to income ratio. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everyone, this is Dominique Henderson with DJH Capital Management. I'm here on YouTube giving you information around financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development. And today, without all the jargon and the financial mumbo jumbo, we're going to talk about what the difference is between a good debt and a bad debt. And I also want to share with you the single most important strategy for managing your debt and going into a lender situation and to borrow money. You want to know about that debt to income ratio. So let's get started today. Also, make sure you hit that subscribe button to check out any of my other personal finance videos on this topic: credit, personal finance, and investment. All right, first let's cover debt. What is debt? Debt is going to be anything basically where you're taking future income and bringing it into the present to purchase something right now. And so when you do that, there's only really two ways to purchase anything, right? There's cash and then there's credit. Debt obviously is credit. So when you're thinking about good debt and bad debt, you have to think about what is the debt attached to. What makes debt good or bad? Well, like I said, it depends on what it's attached to. If you attach a debt to an appreciating asset, that can be defined as good debt. One example may be your home. Most real estate is going to go up over time, save the 18 months or so in 2007 and 2009 that the real estate market went down. In most cases, real estate is going to go up. That would be considered a good debt. The example of a bad debt would be something like a credit card or maybe an auto loan, where you don't really have an asset per se that debt is attached to, or the asset that you have the debt attached to is going down in value. Obviously, that's no way to build your net worth. So you want to avoid bad debt where you can, especially as it consumes a larger part of your total income. All right, let's move from good debt, bad debt to the actual debt to income ratio. This is the thing that lenders focus on when you're going to go borrow money. Now, let's say if you are a lender, put yourself in the lender's shoes. What would be the single most important thing that you're worried about when you lend out money? Well, if it were me, I would be worried about whether or not that person could pay me back, their capacity or the ability to pay back the loan or the amount of money that they borrowed. And this is what lenders and bankers are worried about with you when you borrow money. So they look at the debt to income ratio to kind of gauge your ability to pay back anything that you borrowed. And how do they calculate it? Well, they take all your gross monthly debt payments. So any debt that you may have, whether it be student loan, auto loan, credit cards, or any other type of debt, and they're going to divide that total number by how much you make in every month. So let's say, for instance, you had $1,000 of debt payments and $5,000 of gross income in one particular month. Well, that equates to a debt to income ratio of 1 to 5, or 20%. Most lenders are going to want your debt to income ratio to be somewhere below 40%. If it's below 40%, they view you as a good credit. I tell my clients as a rule of thumb to try to keep that no more than the 30s, 30 and below, as far as your debt to income ratio, or for every dollar of income that you make, no more than 30 cents should go to servicing debt. All right, so that's the difference between good debt and bad debt. And I broke down that debt to income ratio that lenders are so picky about. Hopefully this has been helpful. Now, here's my question for you. If you were a lender, what would you consider a good debt to income ratio? Let me hear you in the comments. It's been great. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hey there, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.